stories online.
EPP bonus episode number 31 is coming at you this week, and we're going to talk about a ghost and their disapproval of a teen's behavior. And could it lead to physically attack her?
I think this case, the ghost had different, I guess, set of values than this person did and thought it was okay to attack them when they figured out that they weren't on the same page.
To say the least.
To say the least, yes.
A prank in a dark cemetery goes horribly wrong for one couple.
Okay, I think in this case, he kind of gets what he deserves for pulling this prank on his girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't like a good prank in a cemetery? I try to pull one on you every week. I just pull into a cemetery randomly and, hey, time for jokes.
He learns his lesson.
Yeah, he really does. Have you ever Googled a location to find out the history? One listener Googled their workplace and were horrified to find out what happened on this site.
This is one of those stories, and there's not many of them, that if there was not a link to the actual news article stating what happened on the site, I don't think I would have believed that. And we believe everything on this show. I mean, we do.
And it's one of those things where, I mean, it is a tragically horrific story, but it's backed up by the New York Times. It's not like Joe Blow's ghost blog that's like, oh, this happened here. It's like a New York Times article backs this story up. And the story that you'll hear is shocking. I mean, it's like one bad thing, another bad thing. Oh my God, they did that? And they did, oh, are you serious? It's like beyond bad. And then, what happened on the setting of where this happened? You can't be so surprised there's something paranormal going on.
Exactly.
So to hear what all that was, you got to be an EPP and hear the story. A paranormal investigator shares what it's like to go to a haunting and return home with an attached entity.
This story is a special one because it's the first time this person has told this story since this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honored that they told it to us, and we wanted to share it. And it's a very good lesson learned that even the most experienced investigator can still have things happen.
Yeah, I mean, I take a little more time with stories like that. I mean, I make less chicken nugget jokes during them. I really do seriously feel honored when someone says, this is the only place I've shared this. I'm finally getting this off my chest. So we really did take it seriously and sat there and talked about it and really just kind of evaluated what was being shared and the mind state they were in as sharing it and what happened. And it honestly leaves us wanting more.
Definitely.
But very interesting story. So it's all on this week's EPP bonus episode number 31. Sign up to be an EPP at realghoststoriesonline.com. You support the show. You keep us on the air. You get that episode and all the 30 of the past episodes as well. So please sign up on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air and enjoy the bonuses. Please and thank you.